Modular Video Strategy, the key to a customer-centric organization. Overview. This is a research-driven perspective on how to maximize ROI by aligning your ecosystem with video. This article is about building video strategies that unite everyone around the customer view while adding reach to your budget and improving ROI. It shares ideas on how to fuse marketing and employee communications that are essential in this era of customer experience and social media. Marketers need to adopt a 360-degree perspective to pull the customer view through the entire organization, its channels, and partnerships. Research and our own experience presented in this document supports a modular video strategy that's both efficient and practical for most organizations. By building flexible, thematic, modular video programs, marketers can align all brand stakeholders, both internal and external, to establish true customer centricity throughout their entire ecosystems. Case example: Michelle's big decision, cost or care. Michelle works as an engineer for a mid-sized medical device manufacturer. By day, she designs pumping systems for medical devices. After hours, and even sometimes during work hours, she's a social media diva, posting on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Yesterday at work, Michelle was faced with a decision on a pump she's been designing. Should she recommend the design with the best manufacturing efficiency, or one that would deliver the best experience for patients and clinicians, even though it would cost a little bit more? Without fully understanding her brand's value proposition and how her design will affect the user and customer experiences, she doesn't have the perspective to make a customer-driven decision, only a business decision. Fortunately, last month, her company's marketing department pushed out a few videos to everyone in the product development division, featuring clinicians and patients in real-life situations, with background stories for context. These videos presented the converging views of a patient, clinicians, and her company colleagues, all in a riveting story format. Fortunately, Michelle's managers and others in her organization also saw the videos, which resulted in immediate support for her design recommendation. This internal alignment, supported by the brand's best-in-class positioning, helped Michelle convince her managers to approve the more expensive solution. She uses specifically edited short video clips provided by her company to share her company's commitment with her followers. These kinds of decision points happen every day in nearly every role across thousands of companies in a wide range of industries. But how many organizations provide their people the perspective and tools to instinctively make customer-driven decisions? How do they get everyone on the same page? The customer's page. Organizations that embed relevant slices of the customer experience throughout their organizations grow customer centricity organically. In the best case scenarios, it becomes the prevailing culture. The customer-centric ecosystem. A business ecosystem is comprised of everyone who creates, consumes, delivers, or otherwise influences a brand. This includes employees of a brand owner, customers, distributors, and other external partners. Even competitors and suppliers can arguably be included in a brand's ecosystem because they have an effect on the brand's health. Adopting a customer-centric ecosystem perspective contributes to a host of goals: improved customer satisfaction, improved operating income, enhanced employee productivity, engagement, and retention, and reduced management costs. In a video promoting the Edelman 2019 Trust Barometer study, CEO Richard Edelman concisely states the importance of keeping employees informed. He said, "Employers are the most trusted institution in America, and they're expected to empower employees with information to contribute to the discussion. Employees are your first order of business, and if they're informed, They'll speak on your behalf. Edelman Research concludes that 52% of consumers see employees as very credible sources of information about a business, more credible than the CEO or company promotion. This means in today's social media milieu, where everyone is a publisher, channeling employees' and distributors' voices are more important than ever before. Through social media, employees can amplify opinions on their brand or company, often more effectively than promotion. Communification, creating a united perspective. Connecting employees and distributors with customer touchpoint experiences can dramatically elevate the credibility, empathy, and authenticity of their social media posts on behalf of the host brand. Video is a powerful medium that can open a unique connection to the customer view. It can provide a seminal connection that can transform the ecosystem into a community. It helps to communify all stakeholders who play a role in creating the customer experience. Done well, videos can influence the culture of fellow employees and distributors, and ultimately customers and consumers. In short, it can influence the entire ecosystem. Video's unique attributes preserve messaging, positioning, attitude, and emotivation. The story is only as good as the storyteller. Video allows the best version of the story to be shared consistently everywhere. These qualities make it a perfect medium for constructing a 360-degree view of what a customer-centric ecosystem looks like and how it behaves, reacts, and ideally responds to customer situations. The value of your customers' customers. If you're in a manufacturing, service, wholesale, or other distribution environment, the concept of your customer's customer, or C-squared, is essential. Imagine you're a marketer in a computer component manufacturer or insurance company with independent sales agents, or even a biotech company that sells to healthcare institutions or agricultural customers. In these situations, your customer's customers are end users, such as computer consumers, heads of household, patients, or food consumers. Your direct customer thinks about these end users all day long, and so should you. Focusing on your customer without including their customers can be short-sighted and lead to weak results. It can stifle valuable innovation, misinterpret customer value, and invite truly customer-centric competition. Setting your focus on C-squared is arguably more important than focusing on your direct customer. Pulling through the C-squared view of the end-user expectations can create powerful differentiation in the culture of your organization. This shift in perspective can lead to better business results. Start small and scale up. A modular approach is the key to starting small and growing your video content strategy. Delivering episodes in a creative storyline is more practical and affordable than ever before and pays dividends across all stakeholder groups at once. Imagine delivering the customer view with storylines that entertain, educate, and infuse brand values. Unlike cliched role-playing scenarios, stakeholder-focused videos can be episodic, engaging, and fun. Think Hallmark Channel, HGTV, YouTube, or Netflix, depending on your brand positioning. While real stakeholders can be cast, professional actors make for a more engaging and credible experience, and better results. Excellent and affordable talent is widely available to keep budgets in line. Storylines can dramatize customer situations or testimonials that intersect with a day in the life of upstream stakeholders. They can highlight the influence of the entire value chain on the customer experience by getting up close and personal with specific situations. They can be real, dramatized, fictional, or even lighthearted. By customizing different edited cuts, various stakeholders can literally see how to best deliver the brand from their role. Budget efficiencies increase as all the content is produced at once in a planned, story-driven, modular program. Because it touches the intersecting paths of everyone in your ecosystem, we refer to this as a touch path strategy. Marketing's role in employee communications. As the organizational world is shifting perspective from internal communications to employee communications, a new mindset is emerging. Unlike the siloed past, marketers must now take on an additional role, working with employee communications and corporate communications to plan strategic content that's more universally relevant to all stakeholders, internal, external, distribution partners, and investors. One of the biggest challenges is how to keep information relevant to each of these different segments while maintaining theme continuity. Essentially, this means breaking down silos with a single storyline that includes everyone in the ecosystem. By approaching content from a customer-centric perspective and designing modules that inject different stakeholder perspectives, these challenges can actually become advantages, pulling the customer view through the organization. The link between employee communications and business health metrics is well documented. Companies with good employee communication are 4 times as likely to have high levels of engagement. Productivity in organizations with connected employees improves by 20 to 25%. And highly engaged employees can improve a company's operating income by 19.2% over a 12-month period. In its annual study, entitled B2B Marketing 2017 Benchmarks, Budgets, and Trends for North America, the Content Marketing Institute reported top factors attributed by marketers to success of their content marketing. The report stated that 85% of 1,102 respondents cited content creation as the biggest factor of success, followed by 72% who cited development or adjustment of content strategy. This implies that investments in innovative content are paying off, and for the first time in 2019, since its inception in 2008, the Gatehouse State of the Sector survey listed video as the top internal digital strategy, with 68% of respondents stating they believe video usage will increase by 68% over the coming 12 months. Modular video strategy offers a practical, focused solution to drive the customer view throughout the organization. By integrating marketing and employee communications objectives, many doors can be opened that enrich the customer experience. By sensitizing employees, distributors, and suppliers to the customer view, real business results can be measurably enhanced. This approach gets everyone on the same page, the customer's page, driven by the inherent engagement qualities of video. What's the catch? With all this evidence available, why aren't more organizations on board with integrating video content for internal, external, and channel communication? B2B marketers cite as their top 3 challenges: lack of time, 57%, content creation challenges at 47%, and management or HR organizational staffing issues, 43%. Another challenge faced by video content marketers is the perception that the medium itself is inflexible. If you're working with live action, the most effective form of video, once raw footage is in the can, options can seem limited. And though motion graphics can be edited relatively easily, if the content plan isn't based on a consistent theme throughout, it could result in a hodgepodge of unrelated clips. This can undermine the confidence of everyone from buyers to employees. To leap these hurdles, many marketing departments are partnering with specialized outsource video partners. In contrast to typical video shooters and editors, this new breed of specialists brings a real strategic content vision to the table. They understand the strategy on how to build modular video solutions that target entire ecosystems instead of limiting to either marketing or employee communications alone. Team roles. The best results usually come from focusing internal teams on strategy and management versus in-house execution. In short, leave video execution to the experts unless you have the strongest of in-house video teams. Even attempting to create content that looks like it came from a consumer still takes a talented video content specialist to pull it off without looking forced. The most high-value in-house roles are strategic, including defining the customer journey, customer touch points, the ideal customer experience, and key personas. Keep in mind that from an ecosystem perspective, a brand's customers include employees, distributors, suppliers, in addition to buyers. The difference between repurposing content and modular content strategy. Repurposing content is a popular concept among marketers. The biggest difference between repurposing content and modular content strategy is planning. Repurposing is not always planned. Instead, marketing content inventory exists from prior targeted efforts and is reused if and when an opportunity emerges. In contrast, content strategy drives an annual plan of content production, with built-in flexibility for opportunities that may arise. With modular content strategies, all components are rarely used together, but the pieces are available to assemble different messages and perspectives for different audiences. This strategy keeps everyone on the same page, as if they're all seeing the same play, but from different areas of the theater. It's content targeting at its best. The term content strategy is a neologism that individual marketers may define differently. Its popular associations are with social media and websites. Research reported by Social Media Today states that while 78% of B2B marketers surveyed have a content marketing strategy, only 39% have it documented. Marketing content can be used to address a range of target segments. But, as pointed out earlier, the important content for one segment may often seem misaligned with another, so you can't effectively recycle verbatim across segments. For example, customer-targeted product videos usually require a different emphasis than a new product video briefing for your sales team. Yet the power of the customer view in the sales video can connect the sales mission to the customer mission in ways not otherwise possible. This new approach targets not only external, but also internal stakeholders. Now everyone in the organization understands how their contributions help shape the customer experience because they've been exposed to the customer view. To Michelle, it made the difference in knowing which medical device pump design to pursue. Next, consider the customer journey. Consider all the touch points Michelle's company's customers have with the brand and its people during their journey from awareness to acquisition and loyalty. Then think about creating visibility of this customer journey throughout all the internal teams of the medical device organization and distribution channels. It's easy to see how different things are now that they all share a unified customer view as they go about their daily jobs. In order to execute a successful product launch, employees and distributors need to be informed and on board with the new product, its benefits, competitive position, and value to customers. But even more, they need to understand how customers feel as they discover a need and seek to satisfy it. From shipping to billing, engineering, and manufacturing operations, the customer view influences the way and the why employees execute tasks. It engages customer-centric intuition on a company-wide scale. Training slide decks and employee meetings are a staple for disseminating launch information. These media often focus more on functional aspects than the customer view. Without a first-hand view of emotional aspects of customer satisfaction, pain points, and real-life context, stakeholders are mechanically painting by numbers instead of intuitively focusing their productivity on the customer experience. Modular video episodes can be included in these slide decks and meetings to infuse the customer view into organizational culture. As employees begin to more and more put themselves in their customer's skin, the customer view takes over, and functional behaviors change. Skillfully crafted video has the unique quality of imprinting this experience on everyone it touches. A process approach makes it effective. A process approach to modular video content strategy can save a lot of time and money on the back end. As content unites stakeholders across the ecosystem, it creates a unified customer view and magnifies the perception of video investments while delivering marketing results. A position paper sponsored by KPost and Oracle shows how content marketing strategies can generate over 400% more leads per $1,000 within 36 months compared to paid search campaigns. Coupled with the insatiable appetite for web video and opportunities in every corner of the value chain, modular video content can become an extremely valuable asset. Where to begin? Begin the modular video strategy with a content summit meeting. Contact Grow Partners for a strategic content summit guide. Use the output of this meeting to set the modular video strategy. Work with a video content specialist, such as Grow Partners, to plan the concept, production logistics, and schedules to maximize efficiencies. The theme, art direction, graphics, live action, animation, and editing can be streamlined through a clear creative vision and plan. When driven by brand values and real-life customer situations, these episodes can be highly engaging. They can be augmented with PDF documents, infographics, business graphics, and other content that provides more detailed reference for each of the internal audiences. Even screenshots of video frames can be used for PowerPoints, PDFs, and more. Groups of these assets can then be packaged for each stakeholder segment, using a special video cut as a centerpiece or anchor communication, supported by supplemental communications carrying the same theme. Sharing the customer view through stories told consistently via a modular video program creates customer-centric alignment for new efficiencies and innovation throughout the ecosystem. When employees and channel partners see the impact of their daily activities on the customer experience, great things can happen. Employees at all levels make better day-to-day decisions because they know what customers want and need. This can lower management overhead costs, speed time to market, lower customer service costs, and increase loyalty. Video's unique visceral, engaging qualities provide a great opportunity to unite the ecosystem around the customer experience. Using a modular production approach with a unified storyline makes video a practical solution for 360-degree stakeholder alignment. When everyone, at every level, understands how they can support customer expectations, even if they're insulated from direct customer contact, a brand can exponentially leverage the power of communication through engaged and well-informed stakeholders. With the right organization, partners, and planning, a modular video content strategy can resolve large sets of alignment issues at once. About Grow Partners Consulting. Grow Partners Consulting helps organizations of all sizes to unite expectations for a better customer experience. We have deep experience in developing and executing modular video content strategies for clients in a variety of industries. For more information or to engage our content strategy and video execution, rapport process, or touchpath solutions, contact me, Greg French, at gregf@growpartnersconsulting.com. Sidebar 1. Don't skimp on personas. Developing persona profiles is a psychosocial exercise that helps marketers target people with different values and priorities, potentially segmenting across and within demographics. Bringing these profiles to life in video productions allows stakeholders at every level to actually meet the personas. This can help stakeholders better understand how to intuitively contribute or engage with consumer satisfaction from their place in the value chain, while stretching the budget. Switching your program from ad hoc content assets to modular strategy can provide you with content packages that can be used like building blocks. You can cover a lot more ground on a smaller budget, often with higher quality assets. As a case in point, an insurance company cut content costs by 40% while addressing three distinct segments: customers, trainers, and distributors. Modules were created for social media, the sales channel, training, and the corporate website. Now everyone in the client's ecosystem understands the products, why they're different and valuable to customers, and how each stakeholder can support the customer. Sidebar 2. Integrating your messaging platform. Most or all of your video content should align with messaging developed for your brand positioning. The messaging can be customized to products, stakeholders, and thematic storylines, but should always support the master value proposition, mission, and vision of your brand. It can be overt, such as a closing tagline, or subtly woven into body copy, subheads, or video dialogue. I hope you found this time well spent. Grow strong with knowledge. This audio production and its content was produced by Grow Partners Consulting, LLC. Copyright 2020, Grow Partners Consulting, LLC. All rights reserved. Distribution of this audio production is strictly prohibited without the express written permission of Grow Partners Consulting, LLC.